This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is Friday, March 28th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. Now that Governor Kehoe has signed the bill moving control of the St. Louis Police Department to a state-appointed board, what happens now?
First, Governor Kehoe has 30 days to appoint a director to oversee the transition to the state board. He says he'll start working with other groups to find someone.
We'll be talking to business community, community leaders, elected officials, etc., about who that person would be.
As for board members, Kehoe says he has not spoken with anyone about serving, but says he met with the Regional Business Council, who plan to suggest some names. He adds a website to apply to serve on the board will soon be live. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
One of the only bi-state members of Congress to hold a town hall meeting lately is Springfield's Eric Burleson. It was over the telephone. Our Michael Calhoun listened in.
The congressman began with a promise.
I want to make it very clear. We do not filter anybody's phone calls.
And you could tell from the range of opinion expressed on Elon Musk.
Basically, shutting things down with no authority from the American people. He is not elected. He is not duly appointed and confirmed by the Senate.
To answer your question, the executive branch, there's only one elected official. It's the president.
I would like to know why everybody is so scared to death of Elon and Trump.
When the American people voted for Trump, they voted to implement DOGE.
The last in-person town hall in the 7th Congressional District was in 2011. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is coming to visit radioactive waste dumping sites in the St. Louis area. His mission is expected to have a different focus than when the EPA administrator recently came to town for the same reason.
Administrator Zeldin has the part that addresses the cleanup, right? I think that, you know, this upcoming visit from the Secretary of Health can focus on what do we do about the people that have been harmed.
Don Chapman of the Just Moms group says the biggest health impact RFK could have is to advocate for Congress to pass the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act. She reminds us that in her Maryland Heights zip code 63043, there's a 300% increase in childhood brain cancers.
Matthew McCullough sentenced to 5 years probation for firing a gun and threatening families at a Kirkwood Middle School event in October 23. He pleaded guilty to multiple charges, including child endangerment and making a terrorist threat. McCullough, the son of former St. Louis County prosecutor Bob McCullough, the current prosecutor Melissa Price Smith, said she respects the court's decision and hopes the ruling brings closure, especially for the children affected.
A South St. Louis County Catholic elementary school has announced it will close at the end of this school year. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottom reports it's St. Simon the Apostle School in the Green Park area.
In announcing the closure, Archbishop Mitchell Rozanski cites declining enrollment as the reason. Currently, 70 students are enrolled for the 2025-26 school year, including one grade level where only three students have enrolled and another with a single student. Archbishop Rozanski says the Archdiocese will provide placement assistance to St. Simon faculty and staff, as well as enrollment assistance to families who wish to place their children into other Catholic elementary schools. St. Simon Elementary School has been open for 65 years, serving students from South County, St. Louis City, Fenton, Arnold, and other areas. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
The Cardinals hoping you'll be able to wager on games this season, depending on when gambling legalization rules are approved in Jefferson City.
I think it'll be something that fans learn about this season, figure out how they want to do it, if at all. And then in the fall, as we get later into our season, it'll actually be, okay, we're going live. But, you know, a lot of our fans have already been doing it.
Cardinals President Bill DeWitt III tells KMOX the vote in favor of sports gaming was yes along the Illinois and Kansas borders.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.